Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. A 50 motherfucker and I love.
Well, hey, buddy. Happy St. Patty's Day. The views are Irish, but St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish. You know, there's a lot of things going on. Hold on 1 second. What's up? Hello? 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 Are you there? Okay, well, anyway, today I heard a few things here and there, and talked to Bill today, so I tell everybody Happy Thanksgiving, or St. Patty's Day. Might be rolling by here in a little bit, we'll see. Hello, are you there? Oh, okay. You were there and then you weren't there.
Oh, yeah, because, I'm having nightly mommy problems of getting the 13-year-old to get his butt in bed. The school day, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's, you know, a lot of crazy shit went on.
Yeah.
I mean, did you get that thing I sent you about the judge tossing the charges against that rapper?
I think so. When did you send it?
Put it on your page today.
Oh, no, I haven't been.
Oh, we talked about it before, but a San Diego judge on Monday dismissed all but a few remaining gang conspiracy charges in a controversial case that held a group of alleged gang members liable for crimes committed by others. Whatever somebody else did, you could be held liable for what your friends do.
Isn't that guilty by association?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But the morning report, guilt by association prosecution, it fell apart.
Okay.
They freed the rapper and didn't use his posts from Facebook.
Huh.
Yeah, so that was a victory for the free speech advocates. Because they all rallied against that guilt by association prosecution.
Right.
But yet they do it on other people. And we know who they do it to. And if it's going to be used on one, or one's going to be dismissed from it, then they all need to be dismissed from it, correct?
Yeah, that would be fair.
That would be fair. You know, it's just like in our country, isn't it weird that in America, our flag and culture offend so many people, but the benefits don't?
Yeah, that appalls me. It really does. I don't understand how people can even think with that type of logic, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't going to stay on too long because I got a bunch of stuff going on, but...
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that one today to let people know that... Well, basically, the ruling means freedom for the rapper. He's been held in jail since. And another guy named Aaron Harvey, the man who accused of supporting the gang via Facebook. But the DA says she would not say whether she'll try again or she, as she did the last time, a different judge rebuked her team. Prosecutors said for weeks on the case that it will go to a high court. And Harvey says the fight's not over. Harvey said he's now focused on changing the law that's never been used like this. I mean, they put charges against him because he's a rapper.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, today I saw my first San Diego commercial.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it made me smile. I was like, oh, I'm like, really? A San Diego commercial? This is a first? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I felt like E.T. saying home. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like one of them, you know, come visit our area type of welcome commercially type feel stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. It showed some military pier or something like that. You guys got a Navy yacht over there.
Yeah, that's where I work.
All right. Well, it showed some of that, showed some of the downtown stuff, showed, you know, several different things all about San Diego. And it said, you know, come visit, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. So when is, like, so like, Bill, when are you going to start packing?
Dude, if I had a place out there now, I'd be sending stuff now. Honest to God. Honest to God. I just got to, take care of stuff here first. And you know, I mean, you more so than anybody else knows firsthand, you know, and I just got to buy my time right now, so. But as soon as, boom, I'm gone. That's it.
I hear you.
Yep.
Hold on 1 second. What's up, Buttercup?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I have to give you a forewarning. I have the little guy with me because I have him at night, so... My daughter can sleep so she can work at wee hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So in case if he starts getting a little kind of ruckus, I'll mute it on my end so you guys, you know, so it doesn't interrupt the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was 74 here yesterday and it was 49 today. Whoa.
Here. 77 today. Supposed to be 72 and sunny tomorrow.
You just need to be flat.
It got up to about 50, but the wind came in and it felt like it was 25. And it's still windy now. That wind's about 40 miles per hour right now. And, I mean, nice clear skies, but it's cold. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
We had it windy yesterday and today. Now, mind you, Saturday... I was raking the snow in the front yard, so Sunday the sun could melt it, and then yesterday we had 74. So I would talk about looking ridiculous. Someone raked
right.
the snow.
Anyway, so yeah, the guilt by association. It's, I got told by, Mr. Harvard they were going to do that to me.
Oof.
Just because of who you talk to?
Yeah, that and the way I do my anti thing, you know.
Mm.
That's goes back to the one that, you know, when a guy told me, you know, there's ways we can come at you.
Isn't that crazy?
It feels, if you feel that way, go ahead.
Well, I mean, there's guilt by association, I think, probably in quite a lot of states. The only thing is, who's actually enforcing it? What states are enforcing it? And it seems like California is hitting it, kind of hard, you know, where others, like in my state, you have guilt by association, you got the RICO, you know, but degree are they going to enforce it is, that's up to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I find profiling to be completely ridiculous, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's good cops and bad cops, and you don't see people out there saying RICO or whatever, you know, profiling. Hey, what about them? What about everybody else? Why is it just one group or one area of groups? Does that make sense? Without saying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way for them to pull muscle for all this.
Yep.
And, of course, they're making it more known to be more. You're on the list. Of course, we all know that. If you're pictured,
you're on
the list. Online and stuff like that. I'm not on the list. I just post stupid. I could care less.
Yeah. Well, me either. I mean, I think it's funny.
I do too, you know, it's like, you know, but us have had shows in the past in regards we've all talked today. You have a record, you know, like Stacy and I, we don't have a record, but we're sitting on the corner and we're going to be like that. Doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. You're always going to be looked upon.
True.
Depends on who's got the balls to say something. Did we do something wrong?
Yeah.
I was only going to do like.
Yeah. Oh, they rolled up on me today.
Hmm.
I had them roll up on me and ask what's going on. I said, well, what the hell you think is going on? Oh. You know, doesn't matter what I'm doing, you know. They rolled right up, and I said, you're not getting paid to be in this black car coming in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pigging out on that potatoes.
Well, that's cool. She's pigging out on mashed potatoes.
No, I'm mad.
Oh.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It sounded like you said you were pigging out on mashed potatoes. I'm like, okay.
Nah, I said I'm pigging out on mad sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
So, the weather's good in California. The snow, I hope, is starting to melt in your area. Is it doing anything that's starting to melt?
No.
No, I was talking to Stacy. Let's see if it was melting by her.
Oh, yeah, it's been melting over the past couple of days, you know. We're starting to see things submerge in the snow a little bit. Weren't there before, like bicycles, cars, shovels,
right. Yeah,
brakes.
But I mean, it's not going at a fast rate to where you guys are flooding, right?
No. Knock on wood, we've had, you know, a good amount of meltage every day, but it hasn't been to the point where stuff was rising up, and a good amount of it is gone. I mean, there's still a good little bit left, but
right.
It's the potholes that are just killer. The potholes are taking out your front end alignments, your tires, your rims. It don't matter.
Right.
You hit one of them potholes and you're all done.
Right.
Yep, you might come out in China somewhere.
That's the worst thing about winter, what it does to everything.
The problem is that, like, you know, and I'm going to speak freely on it because I live right on the state line. And you go 81 south, and that's town plows, that's Tiverton. And the main roads are predominantly, like, beautiful. Doesn't matter what's going on, they just get it done. You go 81 north, and you're going over the state line now. Now you're in Massachusetts. And they predominantly don't have many city plows. And it's what little city plows they have to the hospital areas. So they hire all these people who think they know how to run a plow, you know, because all they do is get a name on a list down at City Hall. And these guys, when you're cruising down the road, you're not supposed to have your plow down. You're supposed to have it up. That's why you have lights above your plow so you can see, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They just be cruising with their plows hanging low, and they're just gutting up the roads. And with all the water finds its way in through one small little, you know, ding from a plow, and it's underneath, and all of a sudden, like, the blacktop, or the what we call tar, just rips apart, and you have this huge crater of a mess, and it's out of control. It's everywhere. We got total, we broke records, you know, for the winter thus far. Winter's not completely done yet, and it was just flurrying the other day. But on record, we got 108 inches for the season. So we broke
records. Yeah, you got about
28,
yeah. You got about 28 inches more than what we got last year, yeah.
Yeah, so but it was
it's
a big,
still crazy.
It was a big to do. I was like, whatever, I could have done without all that, you know. I hate winter. Absolutely despise it.
You know, I don't mind winter as long as it's not that, you know, like last year, not only did we have the snow, we had that polar vortex stuck right here, you know. It doesn't bother me as long as it's not that frigid. Beyond frigid cold like we had last year. That was crazy. I've never been in 4 to 6 layers of clothes just to stay warm.
Yeah. And I was down there in Illinois at that time too. And just shortly before St. Patrick's Day, you guys had a real bitter cold where all the trucks were off the road and everything else.
Right.
I got there. And it had let up some, you know, wasn't as bad as what you guys, like, previously. But it got bad last your way, real bad.
No.
Well, I certainly was cold out here in San Diego. It was like, brrr. I wear a light Pendleton over my T-shirt to get out here tonight.
Oh, my God.
Hey, bro.
You guys didn't even know who that is, huh?
That's Bill.
I know
who
it is, Bill. I said hi, Bill.
Yeah, I said hi, Bill, too.
Hey, everybody, I stopped by because Phil's nice enough to make me some corned beef and cabbage because, you know, I'm all alone over here all by myself. And I can't cook. So I stopped by to get some food. That's
nice.
The guy
there
is.
There you go. Well,
he cooks real good.
Good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy
well,
St. Patty's
Day. Phil, next time you come out this way, you're cooking.
Okay. We'll just ride our bike right through that storm.
Yeah.
So are you gonna eat some of that with him, I hope, Mr. Phil?
I'm sorry, I was loading the stuff up. I'm going to take it home tonight and eat it. I'm going to leave the show to Phil and go home and get some good food. actually had a little touch of the flu over the week. Didn't ride the bike at all, so I didn't eat much. So I'm going to eat my big giant meal tonight.
I'm feeling better.
I hope all you ladies out there are wearing green, aren't you?
No.
No, not at the moment. I'm in bed.
Green underwear?
I'm
green
in
something?
Boxers
no.
And a t-shirt. No green.
No.
I
got
to don't even have any green underwear. No.
T-shirt
no
and sweatpants.
T-shirt and boxers. Yep.
Well, yeah. It's, I figured I'd hook
them
up since they didn't have any.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, that's like last year I did that for people, but, you know, I don't need it, but I make it.
Well, boys and girls, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. I'm going to go home with all of Phil's food because that's the type of guy I am. Take food and
that's
leave.
Okay.
I hope everybody's
okay.
Good.
You enjoy it.
Is everybody going to be here tomorrow night, I hope? No, wait, Thursday night. Thursday, yeah.
Is there one tomorrow night? I thought it was today, tomorrow,
Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday, yeah. So easy for me to get confused, boys and girls. Again, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. I'm going to take food and run because that's the type of guy I am. Philly, once
goodnight,
again, in front of everybody, I want to say thank you.
No worries.
You cook real well. You keep a nice house. You look kind of sexy in those little...
Shut the fuck up.
He's wearing tidy whities.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Like I said, I wasn't going to stay on that long. That's too long tonight, so... I think we'll end it at... Happy St. Patty's Day to everybody, and I'll talk to you guys Thursday.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Okay, good night.